again. TH and or, I don't know, I keep saying TH, but I don't know, this testing app. But as I already started doing, and I mentioned it before, we can create characters out of each country involved here. So we have the Russians. We can call them Russians. We don't need to invent and fake everything or something. I mean, think about it. Look at the world map. It's huge. And it's just over there. And they're minding their own business. You don't hear much about them. They don't invade and mess around all over the world, do they? But then they are really like that bear. I think that's a good animal. So, yeah, we could even make it into a fable kind of story. I don't know. I mean, anything is possible. But we should have this character there, a kind of bearish, in a sense, not of aggressive one, but one walking around there on his own in the forest and big and strong, but eating berries and not being at all, how to say, aggressive, yeah. Not like wolves or so. And then now, every now and then, because it's kind of quiet over there, they're doing their own thing, and there's a big place there with forests and people and lots of cities, and who knows how it looks there anyway. Not so many have gone there. I've been there, but I could realize it's a different world here. And that you realize when you enter. The same thing if you enter China, you enter a different universe almost. It's such a different world. And it's refreshing to actually have that experience. So we can show that in the story somehow or other, how different worlds they are. And then China, I mean, what character that should be, we can, that's another thing. It could be, it's an interesting exercise, if nothing else, in creative character design. So there you have that place up there, big, huge, going all the way up to Siberia. I mean, what a place. Huge and cold, and these people living up there, and they're such tough, strong people. So then, every now and then, someone decides to invade them and take over their country, or split it up and take control over it, or just finish them off totally. And each time, you know, then this old bear wakes up, and it's just what they're saying too, don't wake up the bear, sleeping bear. It's very, very appropriate metaphor. And the bear starts to, oh, no, not again. And they gather weapons, and this quickly, all these people, they're building and they're blacksmiths, and they're powerful. They can build things really fast and good and strong. And if they need to build weapons, they have now time to build weapons. And you have these amazing weapons appearing there all of a sudden. And wham, the enemy is just defeated. So you kind of establish that national identity that way, because I think that's the real most correct way And we can go on like that for different countries. That could be actually fun.